There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. You know, Adam, with the new camera here, I thought about lipping along with the opening, acting like that I read it live every episode, like when we go on the air, that I'm actually reading it, because probably no one could ever see anything before.
See, and I figured you would just give me credit that I actually use my radio voice for your open. But no, you're going to take more. Actually, that is a good idea. That would have been brilliant.
That's like, I've been doing it live the whole time. So I find it interesting. If someone were to ask us, Adam, like from out of state, can you explain Minnesota to me? I think all we'd have to do is take a look at the temperature on Friday and take a look at not only the temperature, but the snow outside today. And that is an accurate description of Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely. The beautiful thing about having like a summer birthday in Minnesota is the fact at the end of July, I can get a snow shovel and use it 2 weeks later.
Right. Exactly. Perfect. No, exactly. It'll be used very quickly. Now, I don't know how much you got, because coming out to the station here, there wasn't really any snow out here. I got 6 inches where I'm at.
Well, let's see. In Crystal, we had about maybe 2.5 that hadn't melted off the surface yet. That
sure.
was on my trash container outside. We were probably at 2.5 when I left the house originally at like 11 o'clock this morning.
Madness. Madness, I say. So, you know, I know that you're excited about today.
I have been looking forward to this one since you mentioned it last week on Ghost Box Radio After Dark, our alien special, which thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me feel like Art Bell for 2 hours.
That was fun, wasn't it?
I loved it.
We got a lot of feedback from it. So we're hoping to do more of that or expand in different ways. So I guess what they would say, Adam, is stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned. We're going onward and upward, and today I'm beyond excited for this guest.
So let's get to it. Today we're talking with Chris McKendall, and he is the founder and director of the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research, which carries on the work of his grandparents, Ed and Lorraine Warren. He has been investigating the mysteries of the paranormal since 1980 and shares his knowledge and experience to help dispel the superstitions and folklore that have accumulated around this extraordinary phenomena. He now leads an international network of paranormal researchers that expand the Warren's mission all over the world and continues his research into the many astounding aspects of the paranormal. Chris, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor.
Oh, no, the honor is ours. Thank you very much. And I'd like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, to ask a question to Chris, you can call in at 952-946-6205. That is 952-946-6205. And you can email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, MN Ghostbox, Free Spirited Network, RU Media, Skeleton Key Network, and Temple of Phoenix Rising Entertainment. So please go to those pages, support them too, and feel free to leave any questions or comments on those pages, because I'll be monitoring those as well. And, you know, I guess, you know, Chris, I mean, there is so much to talk about, but I think what we want to do is lead off with talking about what the Warren Legacy Foundation is, because we have plenty of time to talk about your experiences and also working with your grandparents, but I think a lot of people know what they stood for, but let's talk about what the Warren Legacy Foundation is, please.
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure. This is actually why I do these interviews. I want people to understand where they can come and get help in what we do. You know, you misspoke a little bit, though.
Okay.
I am not the founder of the Warren Legacy Foundation. I co-founded it.
That's
with
right.
My grandmother, Lorraine. And it was something after the first movie came out, we were getting inundated with emails and requests for help from all over the world. And I've been lucky. I've lived in over 90 places in the world. And I've done a lot of volunteer work, places like Mali and West Africa, and Thailand and Korea, and et cetera. So I wanted to use my experience to expand our mission and to help people everywhere. And my grandmother loved the idea. And so that's how the Warren Legacy Foundation got started. Basically, we have four main goals in the foundation. The first goal is to help our clients, to help the people who are in trouble. We don't charge people for our services ever, and we keep them anonymous. That's one of the lessons I learned from my grandparents. You know, back in the day, the only way you could be known and actually get the word out about you, about yourself, was by publicizing your cases. And I saw the damage that that could do. So mm-hmm. we don't do that.
Yeah.
Number two, we want to educate the public, which is why I'm on here today. You know, maybe we'll get a few, some less cases and help people before they're in crisis. Number three, you know, it's a real Wild West mentality out there, especially with TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube videos of all these paranormal groups running around. And all they want to do is they want to capture their 5-second video of something flying across a room, and they don't really care about the people. So we're trying to educate them and instill our code of ethics, which all of our members subscribe to. And finally, we had my grandmother used to educate psychics one-on-one, but once the movies started coming out, we couldn't keep up with the demand. Having been a therapist, I realized what we could do is start a support group online. And it became so popular that we expanded to also including a Spanish language support group. We now have about 1,000 people around the world that we help deal with their anxieties, panic attacks, their budding abilities, helping them to either control them or suppress them or even enhance them. It's not a place where you go, you know, for readings or anything of that sort. It literally is a place to help them.
Nice. And, you know, I have to think that not even the fact that you have all these groups that want to catch their 5-minute fame and stuff, but they're just groups that legitimately just only want to do, like, events. They only want to do, like, go to locations. And what kind of keeps the foundation very separate, and other paranormal teams for that matter, is the fact that it's going and doing the residentials or whatever that's more on a personal level.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, on occasion, we will do the public events. But our number one rule, even in our code of ethics, is if you're not there to help, you shouldn't be there at all. You know, if I'm going to go to a public event, I'm going to go there with the express intention of not only educating people, but hopefully helping a soul pass over that needs to pass over or wants to pass over and is lost. Regardless of whether or not that venue says I'm allowed to do it or not. I mean, what are they going to do? Yeah. Sue me for helping a ghost?
Yeah. Yeah. It is one of the sadder things that I've never agreed with. And I've gotten into this argument with people in the past about, you know, the people are like, well, having spirits like that are in our location, to us, that's what makes our money. But to me, that says one of two things. Either you don't believe in spirits at all, because if you did, why would you ever allow anything or anyone to basically be a prisoner of yours so that you can make money?
Exactly. I mean, it's slavery. If you believe in them, it's basically you're holding them hostage. And that's just wrong.
Yeah. It is wrong. It is wrong. And boy, have I gotten into really nasty arguments with people about that before, and that's just too bad. But here's the question for you in this kind of – I mean, first of all, we'll get more into this later. The fact that I'm sure that, you know, where you started from 40 years ago to the climate of paranormal now is so vastly different. You, I mean, it'd be really hard to totally just quickly answer that. But do you find it hard for a group like the foundation to get noticed while it feels like that so many other people are focused on more of the thrill side of paranormal?
Yeah, we're not big marketers. That's not our thing. It's something we absolutely need to work on because we want to reach the people in need. I will share with you a little tidbit. Things have exploded in the foundation in the last 2.5 weeks or so. Hollywood has noticed us, and we are now involved in documentaries, a dramatic series about myself and the foundation, and hopefully very soon, like this upcoming winter, we're going to have a travel program, which will be kind of like Anthony Bourdain meets the paranormal.
Okay.
We're going to take my connections and my experiences around the world. We're going to go to those new cultures. We're going to show how the paranormal manifests and how those cultures deal with it. My goal isn't to terrify people. We're not going to do a haunting of the week kind of, you know, crap. That's not us.
No.
I want to empower people. I want to help them to understand that those footsteps that they hear in the hallway at night are probably not the devil. It's probably the old man that lived there for 35 years and still loves his home.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've been very proud of in my journey in this field has been able to convince many people that paranormal is not a scary thing. I mean, you got to take it seriously. I'm not saying that, but the fact is, it's actually a very beautiful thing, and it's taken. You know, more people need to understand that instead of just be like, you know, thinking what you're seeing on television is what the field is like.
Well, I do want to say that, and this is a direct quote from my grandmother, Lorraine. You know, like attracts like. If you put out negative energy, you're going to attract something negative. If you put out positive energy, it's going to be a positive experience. You know, the truth is, often it's our fear that is terrorizing us. I mean, if your grandmother's coming to visit you, but you don't recognize that it's your grandmother, yes, that can be scary. But in reality, it should be the most beautiful experience possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Chris McKinnell on the Warren Legacy Foundation. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Chris McKinnell, who is the co-founder and director of the Warren Legacy Foundation, which carries on the work of his grandparents and Lorraine Warren. And Chris, I just wanted to show you what I brought in with me today, which is The Demonologist and their book from, this thing had been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, about 78 or 79,
That's what I thought.
And I just I want to point out to everybody about these books and the videos that they see online with my grandparents. You know, study of the paranormal is just that. It's a field of research, and it's not a religion. Yes, we do use faith in our work, but I've found in my work around the world, it doesn't matter what your faith is, whether you're Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Umbandist, whatever it is, it works as long as you've got that connection to God, as long as you're pious, as long as you truly have that in your heart. But the books are a snapshot in time. And videos are a snapshot in time of what they were believing at that time. And they changed over time, just as I've changed over time. You know, when my grandparents started out, for the first 6 years that they were studying this stuff, they didn't believe in demons. Mm-hmm. And it took time for them to be convinced of that. And given that they were both Roman Catholic, of course, that's the road they went down. But I have found that whatever we call those things that Christians call demons, the truth is they manifest according to our cultural and spiritual beliefs around the world. So you're not going to get a Christian demon in a Muslim country. You're going to get jinn or something else.
Right.
So that's something important to keep in mind, that these are probably more manifestations of our own horror that take on a life of their own. They actually are something called a thought form or an egregore or a tulpa. They're something that becomes a spirit through our energy and then feeds off of what we're giving it. So if we're terrified, that's what it's going to do. It's going to terrorize us more.
Now, I believe Adam has a question for you.
Actually, yeah. So as you just mentioned, you know, you don't really say demon or when it's in a different religion or culture, it's a jinn. And so a little bit of insight. The cab driver who brought me here today is Jordanian. And he asked, when we pulled up the radio station, he goes, what do you do here? And I go, I'm about to go and do production for a paranormal podcast, a podcast about ghosts. And he's like, ghosts? And I'm like, yeah, you know, spirits. He goes, the djinn. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. We're going to be talking about things like the djinn. We have the grandson of Ed and Lorraine Warren on. And he knew who Ed and Lorraine were. That is amazing to me that a Jordanian immigrant knew exactly who your grandparents were, doesn't know the word demon or really understand ghosts, but once you said djinn, he's like, yes, yes, I know who these guys are. I've read about this. And to me, yeah, that was just amazing. I wanted to bring that up as just you were bringing it up. It's like, that's brilliant. Plus another thing, and I wanted to ask you this. So when your grandparents would go to a location, was demon the first thing that would come out of the client's mouths, or was that something your grandparents had to do multiple visits to determine if it was a demon, or were they just like, yep, it's a demon, let's do it this way?
My grandfather often, especially in the 70s and 80s, he would see demonic entities in a lot of locations. My grandmother, she would feel the negative energy. She would see the manifestations of these horrors. And given her religion, she interpreted it as demonic. But honestly, diagnosing the issue is 50% of the job. And it's not something we take lightly. For instance, you remember the movie The Nun?
Yep.
Yeah.
Total fantasy, total absolute fantasy. But in the credits at the end, there are clips from the exorcism of Maurice Thériault.
Okay,
now,
yeah.
That was one of my cases.
Oh, and, okay.
All right, that was the book is called Satan's Harvest. And my grandfather actually had a heart attack during that exorcism. That was where he had his heart attack. It wasn't in the Conjuring 3 case, the Arne Johnson case. But that's why, you know, when Greg, you were saying that these things are beautiful experiences, the truth is they can be deadly. We
yes.
have lost people.
Yep.
It does happen. But Maurice had been traumatized. He'd been horribly hurt his whole life. His father was a monster who one day called and said, Maurice, I just want you to know that I love you. And then while Maurice was listening, he picked up his gun, went in the other room, killed Maurice's mother, and then killed himself. So my grandfather's first impulse was, whatever it is that's attacking Maurice is probably his father. Mm-hmm. And so that first day when we were there, we decided we would go to the grave of his father and ask Maurice to forgive him and tell him that he loved him. As Maurice is standing in front of his father's grave, he's crying. You know, we're all standing back about 10, 15 feet, giving him space. I heard Maurice get punched so hard underneath his chin, knocked him back through the air at least 10 or 15 feet, flat on his back. My grandfather immediately was convinced that we were dealing with something demonic because no human being in his experience could hurt somebody that badly. I actually believe it really was his father. I still do today.
Sure. No, that's, and I think that's, you know, something I want to talk about later in the program about what they knew then, your grandparents, as far as they're forging ahead in the field without any real sort of textbook like we do now, even though, you know, it's research, but also where have we come, you know, where we got to. And I'm not going to get into that now because we're going to be, you know, taking a break here momentarily. But, you know, it's really interesting. And I have to say, and this sounds worse than how I mean it, but I feel like that the end credits of the Conjuring films are scarier than the films themselves because you're playing the real dialogue. They're playing the real audio. And I think that's a real insight into what people like yourself have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, the Conjuring movies are based on real cases, but the details are very, very different.
Absolutely.
Very different.
Absolutely.
Oh, and the Annabelle movies are complete fantasies. There's nothing real about them. Annabelle is real. I lived with Annabelle for years, but no, Annabelle, the story of Annabelle is much different.
Let's do this. Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Chris McKinnell of the Warren Legacy Foundation. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on metamorphosisconnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
So, Adam, do you have any furry, fluffy friends, or are you...
I do. I have a beagle named Annie. She was a rescue a number of years ago.
I don't know why. It gets me every time. And I'll tell you, when we did our show 2 weeks ago, the After Dark episode with the aliens, and people were sharing their story, you know, that are very personal about their abduction and their experiences, every time Patrick would say, furry, fluffy friends, we would all just start to kind of laugh. Not at him, but it broke the mood because it's just such an interesting line, furry, fluffy friends.
Sadly, I didn't get to share in the laugh because I have to sit here and see all these pretty lights and make sure that the right one is on where. And actually, I did not hear a single one of his commercials last weekend.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then start actually hitting the right buttons, okay?
Hey, anyway. Hey, when you start throwing some peyote my way, then maybe.
There's no peyote anywhere. That's
or
the bra.
Peyote, whatever.
Join me in Broadhead, Wisconsin on Saturday, April 22nd, Spirits in the Spring. It's a big event, and I am speaking there. I'm actually going to be doing an Estes session with Greg Koss, and we're going to be a great time. A lot of people are going to be there. Some folks from the Netflix series 28 Days will be there. Paraflix will be there. Diet that we had on a few weeks ago, she's going to be there. I've been relegated to the secondary program track. track, but you know, whatever. I mean, it's nice to be there all the same. And there's going to be an investigation at Broadhead Manor. So please come out there on Saturday. Check it out. If you're around, if you want to go for a drive, get away from the snow. Also, I just want to say that on June 3rd, Char Savoy and I will be doing an event at Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky. That is going to be a pretty awesome event. It's going to be during the day. We're going to be doing a presentation that we're still working out, but there's going to be some giveaways. You're going to be able to get some food. You're going to be able to walk around the sanatorium. It's going to be a great day. Tickets for that are on therealwaverlyhills.com. Please go there, check it out. Take a day trip over to Broadhead Manor in April. Take another trip to Louisville, Kentucky in June. I mean, this seems pretty simple in my mind. And then come out to Wabasha, Minnesota in August as we are doing our event with Dave Schrader. And we are very excited that for those of you who want to be able to investigate with him all weekend at the Anderson Hotel in Wabasha, Minnesota, that is the 18th through 20th, over at in August in Wabasha, Minnesota. It's going to be great. If you get a hotel for Friday and Saturday night, Thursday night is free. So definitely check it out. The amount of for the ticket does not cover the hotel. But go to charvinity.com. /events and go find the event, check it out, and sign up. It's going to be a great time. It's really going to be pretty amazing. Now, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show, and we just put up there Ghostbox Radio After Dark, the alien abduction episode. So if you have 2 hours to spare, an hour 40, go check it out. Our guest today is Chris McKinnell, who's the co-founder and director of the Warren Legacy Foundation, which carries on the work of his grandparents, Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, Chris, I don't feel like we've talked enough about the foundation, to be perfectly honest. And I want to talk a little bit more about the type of cases that the foundation takes on. And I also want to talk about, for those who want to join the foundation, what are you looking for?
Great. Well, let's first be completely transparent about things here and let everyone know that you, Greg, and Diet Renee are both members of the foundation.
Yes, we are.
Right. And I'm very proud to have you both helping people around the world.
That's great.
What we do, 90% of it is not paranormal. It's people with fears, people with psychological issues. And don't get me wrong. I want to make something very, very clear here. Just because you may have a psychological diagnosis, I don't care if it's schizophrenia, it doesn't mean that the paranormal isn't bothering you, that there isn't something going on around you. Yep. And we take that very seriously, which is why I said half of what we do, half of our effort goes into actually diagnosing the problem, you know. But we try to help everybody. I call us paranormal social workers.
Yeah.
If you come to us and your problem actually turns out to be that you are a heroin addict and you're hallucinating all the time, we're going to try and hook you up with the right services. We've got people who can get you where you need
to help. Let's just be honest, to help.
Exactly. I don't care what your problem is. We want to help you.
Yes.
You know, it isn't. We don't limit ourselves to, oh, I'm sorry, it's not supernatural, so adios.
Yeah.
No. If you're a person in need and you come to us, we're going to help.
Absolutely.
But we've got some very dedicated people who are very, very careful about who we allow into the foundation. The reason for that, again, our clients come first. And we are not going to have flighty, unusual people who don't know what they're doing and just want the thrills. This isn't about ego. You know, if you're coming into this with a big ego, then you're pushing God out of the room, and that is counterproductive. So no way. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people who sincerely want to help and have the intelligence to do it and the emotional security to do it.
And I suppose that's the question you should ask yourself if you want to join the foundation, or to be honest, any paranormal team, is like, what is it that you want to do? What is it you want to bring to it, and what do you want to get out of it? And especially with what the Legacy Foundation, Warren Legacy Foundation, what we're looking for, it'd be pretty quick to see, do our priorities align, I guess.
Right. And, you know, there's another thing I want to bring up here. Even our own people, you know, we all have hard times sometimes. Whether you're sick, you're depressed, you've got some issues going on at home, whatever it is. If you're not in the right mindset, then we ask you to step back. We wait until you're in a positive place so that you're bringing positive energy to the home and helping that family. Otherwise, step back and let one of us take over. That's why there's a great strength in the foundation. You know, we've got over 100 members around the world, and we will help you regardless of where you are.
I've been really blessed and grateful by how I was welcomed into the group. And there's a few people that are in the group that I talk to on a very regular basis and in a very short amount of time that, you know, it's just friendly people who want to help. And it's been really good. And Jeff is on the comments, and he just wanted to make sure that we are saying that the foundation is looking specifically for teams with residential experience.
Right. And actually, I'd like to point out, we're not looking for teams. We're looking for individuals. Because when the team comes on, if one person wants to leave, then everybody leaves. And we're not looking for that. We're looking for true professionals. We'll hook you up with other members in the foundation. You're going to work with others from everywhere, depending on what's needed. You know, if you need to speak with a psychologist, we've got one on staff. If you need a medical opinion, we've got doctors and nurses and everybody else available all over the world. So we're always integrating our members from wherever they are based on what they can offer for a particular case that we're working on. Right now, we're working on a case in Oklahoma where the young lady has been under attack for over 21 years. And we've seen her be taken over by this entity. We've had people get affected, attacked. We had a priest involved. He's a member of the foundation, and something was growling behind him. But my grandmother, who passed away, today's the 15th, so it's been almost exactly 4 years right now. She has been appearing to several of our members. She even appeared right behind me here and spoke with our client and assured her that we were there to help and that she would be helping her and protecting all of us. So, yeah, she's very active in the world, and she's wonderful. Can't say enough about my grandmother. She truly is an angel now.
And the fact that she hasn't retired, you know, she is still doing it, and she's still watching over is pretty amazing.
She did retire, though, you know, in life.
Yeah.
Because she, at the end, I mean, she was 92 when she died, you know, and yeah. She was infirm, so she actually hadn't done much of anything for many years. You know, I worked behind the scenes helping her, but now I think she's making up for lost time. She's appeared with me, helping me in a case in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. She appeared during an interview in Peru, and she appeared at our online Christmas party that we were having for our members 3 years ago while we were in Scotland. So
wow.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
it is fantastic. You know, the thing too that I take away from this that I cannot stress enough. First of all, if you're not part of the foundation, but you're your own team, you're doing residential cases, that pre-work is so important to do prior to doing, I mean, because you're also looking out for your own safety too, but you're also like you, Chris, when I was doing them on my own or I had my friend Char and we were partnering up and stuff, stuff, most of the cases never ended up with any sort of investigation of any sort of spirits or anything. And the second thing I want to say is that case that you're talking about, that, you know, this has had this, you know, an effect on this woman for 21 years, it really goes to show that there is it doesn't end. It takes a while to get through. It may look like it's done. It might come back. It's not as easy as people might think it is.
That's true. And this poor woman has been traumatized so many times in her life. And that's what we look for, actually. We look for that underlying vulnerability that makes them open to something negative. And then we treat that as well. Yeah, it's always a two or three pronged attack.
Yeah. You know,
is there a physical problem? Is there a mental problem? And is there a paranormal problem? Let's handle all of it. Because we want to strengthen you completely.
And I also am a big fan of how you are all opening up arms to other psychic mediums who need just to talk, just need people around. I mean, that's really important. And I don't know if a lot of people know about that.
Well, you know, and we're willing to help other teams as well. I mean, those teams cannot work on our cases.
Right.
Because we haven't vetted them. We don't know that we can trust them to be, you know, to put the clients first. But if they come to us because they've got a problem with a case, yes, of course we're going to help them. We'll do anything we can to help anybody.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's pretty robust, and it's pretty exciting to see that you're all doing more. Now, we've been talking about people who need help. How can someone reach out if they want the Legacy Warren Legacy Foundation help? What's the best way to go about that?
Simplest way in the world. Go to www.warrenlegacy.com. There's a contact us link. There's a Google form there. Fill it out. It's in both English and in Spanish. And let us have some basic information. We'll set up an intake interview with you and get to work immediately. Another thing you can always do if you're in crisis, contact me. Just go ahead. Reach out to me on Facebook. That's where I do most of my work. I don't stay in one place very long. I don't own a home. I live out of a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently in Bogota, Colombia. So, you know, I get around a lot, but that's because I'm trying to learn as much as I can so that I can help as people everywhere.
And if someone would like to join the foundation, do they go to the same place?
Same place. Contact us link. There's a second Google form there for people who want to apply to the foundation. How much does it cost to join? Nothing. How much does it cost to get help? Nothing. Everything we do is free.
That's fantastic. Let's do this. Let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Chris McKendall of the Warren Legacy Foundation. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And I'm going to be back in a couple weeks. Next week, I will be at Spirits in the Spring in Broadhead, Wisconsin. So I will not be able to do a show there from there. I was hoping to, but it just doesn't really work out. But I'll be back in 2 weeks on April 30th. We're going to be talking to medium Michael J. Corey. And Michael wrote a book about haunted Disneyland that he has run into the spirit of Walt Disney. He has run into a lot of spirits of those who still walk around the happiest place on earth. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about all things Disney and how much of the hauntedness there had been around that. I'm really looking forward to that. So that's going to be in 2 weeks on April 30th. Once again, next week I will be out over in Broadhead, Wisconsin for Spirits in the Spring. Go check that out. Come out there. It's going to be an all-day event. It's going to be a lot of fun. For our final segment, we return to our guest today, Chris McKinnell, who is the co-founder and director of the Warren Legacy Foundation, which carries on the work of his grandparents, Ed and Lorraine Warren. And we have probably about 6 minutes left or so. And I just wanted to kind of ask you, Chris, you know, because, yes, you've been able to have some incredible mentors in the form of your grandparents. You yourself have been doing this, dare I say, for what, about 40 years? Is that about right?
This August, 43.
43 years of doing this, you are still very active. You still very much care about the individuals who need help with any sort of spirit communication or spirit help. Is there one thing, and I'm sure there isn't, but is there one thing that you think about that really is different between then and now that you've learned? And I don't mean like technology per se, but anything that is like just one thing that is like, I'm so glad I picked this up over the last 43 years.
Yes, absolutely. The central thing that I've learned is fear is the real enemy. Mm. It's not the spirits. It's our own fear. We have tremendous power. We are capable of so much. I was thrown across a room in a bed, and the bed smashed down and broke into pieces, and it was done by a 10-year-old with his mind. That's the kind of power we have. That's what we're capable of. Now, he didn't know he was doing it.
Sure.
You know, but this was 2 years after we had gotten rid of the poltergeist phenomena that was taking place, and he had to give up his bed for the night because I had been invited to spend the night, and he's sleeping in his sleeping bag on the floor, and I'm in the bed. He didn't like that. So all of a sudden, there goes the bed.
Wow. And I mean, but that's such a – it's what you're saying is very powerful as well, though, the fact that, you know, one of the things that we always talk about when you're doing any kind of these cases, and one of the things that we really try to have people not do that are our clients, is talk about the case. Talk about it to other people. Keep it fresh in their mind. You got to not do that. You got to be able to distract yourself. Think about good things. Open some windows in the house. Stuff like that, because you want to be able to get back to normal, right?
Exactly. The first thing we recommend for all of our clients is take all the negativity out of the house. Clean your home completely. Get rid of the clutter. Fill it with music that's happy. It makes you want to dance and sing. Not death metal.
Right.
Watch comedies that make you laugh out loud. Make love. Play games with your kids. If you're going to have an argument, take it outside. Do not keep it inside, and work it out before you come home. Try everything you can to raise the energy in the home. My grandmother was a strong believer in that throughout her whole career. And she was right. Absolutely correct.
Positivity is such a big part. And I think, you know, in cases that I have worked on that are not Warren Legacy Foundation cases, to be very clear, one of the things that has always come across in a lot of those early meetings is the lack of positivity in somebody's life. And I don't mean because that they're bogged down by any sort of spirit, but just what life has dealt them.
Yep, that's what I was saying earlier about looking for those underlying vulnerabilities and helping them deal with that, whether it's PTSD or traumas or what have you. That also cannot be ignored. That was one of the problems with the Maurice Thiriot case. My grandfather always had, well, in the 80s, he and I used to have arguments all the time because I was studying psychology, and he could not see the how that worked with the paranormal. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't believe in it because he had dealt with parapsychologists and he thought they were all nuts. So that wasn't for him. But over time, he did understand that. Unfortunately, with Maurice, what had happened was he still had all that underlying trauma. And even though the exorcism was successful, about 2 years later, he slid back, came under possession, did exactly what his father did. He picked up a gun, waited for his wife to come home, blew her arm off, dragged her bleeding into the kitchen, then sat there for several minutes, and she thought she was going to die.
Yeah.
And at the last moment, he turned the gun on himself.
Oh,
and he
goodness. With that being said, Chris McKendall is the co-founder and director of the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research, which carries on the work of his grandparents, Ed and Lorraine Warren. To learn more, if you need help from the Warren Legacy Foundation, or if you would like to join the Warren Legacy Foundation, please go to warrenlegacy.com. You'll be able to find what you need there to do so, or reach out to Chris if you are in desperate need of help. He is there. He is there for you. Chris, next time.
There's just one other thing.
Yes, of course.
If you want to learn more, please go to our YouTube channel, The Warren Files. And we've got about 90 or 100 videos on there.
Yeah.
You're not going to find a bunch of crap. This is where you're going to really learn about what we do and learn about the cases that my grandparents and I worked on.
Now, I hope to have you back on and we can maybe talk a little bit more about your grandparents' legacy, if you're okay with that.
Of course, I'd be honored.
I mean, it'd be great. I hope you had a good time. I know that we all had a good time having you on today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you very much. This is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. Thank you all very much for joining us this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks talking about the haunting of Disneyland. Have a great week, everyone.